Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's going on, Red Sox fans?
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Wiggy.
What up?
Oh, you got what you've been asking for last night.
Wow. I didn't think that pitcher still did that.
I know. 9 innings. Mm-hmm. Curtis doesn't like when it is referred to as a complete game shutout, Curtis. Am I correct about that?
Correct. That is like saying you have a direct nonstop flight.
Redundant, if you will.
Indeed.
Okay.
Huh?
But, I mean, you got 9 innings from Tanner Houck,
Wow. And
you're back on a roll if you're the Boston Red Sox.
I'm surprised Cora even let him go 9 innings. Usually Cora is the type of guy that likes to take, you know, guys out through the third time against the lineup.
Well, he's focused on that and doesn't do anything when it comes to helping the guys field baseballs.
What does he really do?
As you have complained about many times on this program.
I thought Cora made it clear, though, when we talked to him at spring training, that he was going to have a different mentality when it came to letting pitchers go longer. Because last season, it was, what, three? It would be nice if we got them to go for four.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think Cora's biggest thing was that, and this could be a lot of managers nowadays, they don't like guys to go through the lineup three times. So who the hell knows? Good for them. The starting pitching isn't the issue with this team this year. So that was what we all expected coming into this season. I don't think there was one person out there that goes, all right, I don't have an issue with the starting pitching. And I think, you know, we should be happy what we're seeing from the starting pitching, at least.
Okay. All right.
Let's go Red Sox.
That's right.
Let's go Red Sox. Let's go Red Sox.
That's right. Welcome to your show. Mm-hmm. We got a lot to get to.
Wow.
On this morning's show.
Yesterday was crazy.
A lot to get to. And if you would like to join us, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. And we sit here and wait to find out who the Celtics will get once they get through the play-in stuff, which you love. Remind me.
I like it.
You didn't like it when they started.
Yeah, initially I didn't like it, but I actually like it. It's a cool little, you know, makes the end of the season good, especially for those teams that are down at the bottom. And then the little, I watched the Sixers and Miami Heat game last night, which is cool. I didn't get to see the Chicago and Atlanta game, but Chicago ended up winning that
game.
But it is interesting to see, and it gives like those teams at the bottom another opportunity, especially the 9 and 10 seed.
Yeah,
an opportunity.
He'd
to get
have
in
to be worried though. Butler went down with an injury. He's getting an MRI.
So yeah, I saw that he's banged up, and I think when you look at the New Orleans is taking on Sacramento, and Zion was messed up with his hamstring. So
I was listening to Scal yesterday afternoon on this radio station, and he said he thinks and he wants the Celtics to get the Sixers. So that is, from his perspective, the where he thinks they end up. And I don't know why. I guess maybe because Embiid was out for
but
a while.
But that won't happen, though, now, because the Sixers are going to be the seventh seed. So the Sixers will be the seventh seed, and the Celtics will either get Chicago or Miami. The winner of that game will be the lowest seed, and what the Celtics being the one.
So maybe he was saying that he maybe that's the only team he's worried about.
Maybe I don't know. I mean, when you got Joel Embiid, I think, but they handled the Sixers so well. When you look at how they have played them in the past,
yeah.
I think the one team, and Courtney, you brought this up yesterday, the one team that I'd be concerned about, like you, is the Miami Heat.
Yeah, and I know that's who I do not want to see. I would rather see the Bulls. 10 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
But does any team really, the way this team has played and the fact that they won seven more games regular season than they won last year, like, does anybody really make you, do you care who they end up playing?
No, I don't. I don't think that there's, I think Curtis may have had this point. He doesn't expect any team that they play against, maybe until they get to the finals, for them to have it go past six games, which I agree with. I don't think there's any team that can push them to seven.
Do you know the only team that can beat the Celtics, Greg?
Celtics.
There you go, my man. Yeah. Write that down, Scalabrini. Hoophead Arcand, all the crazies. No. The Celtics are going to only be the ones that can beat themselves. They are that much better, at least until the NBA Finals. If they lose in the East, that will be an absolute unmitigated disaster.
Yeah. We're looking at two teams that in the Celtics and Bruins that we have two totally different opinions on. The Celtics, we expect to get to the finals, and the Bruins, we're seeing, I think a lot of people are like thinking, all right, where are they going to fall apart? Where's the collapse going to happen? What's going to happen that, you know, puts them in a position where they get eliminated from the playoffs? I think a lot of people feel that way with the Bruins.
Well, Bruins, game one with the Maple Leafs on Saturday night, and that'll happen at the Garden. And then Celtics, game one at the Garden as well on Sunday at 1 o'clock.
8 p.m. puck drop for the Bruins on Saturday. We'll be together at Team Impact's game day gala.
Yes.
So I hope that they'll be able to have that on
some
type of
Courtney. I'm sure they will, Courtney. Yeah. I'm sure they will. I am sure that they will. It's not like the Masters where nobody's watching.
Oh,
what's your expectations, Greg?
Wait a minute. Before we get to my expectations, Curtis is being called out for his use of redundancy left and right.
Oh.
And I could go to Buzz the pilot if you want. Okay. Buzz, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing? It's never too early on a beautiful day to correct Curtis.
What's the issue with redundancy?
Okay. 34 years in the airline industry, and I still don't understand anything. But the definition of a direct flight and the definition of a nonstop are not the same.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that.
Okay. I did not know that.
I was trying to use an analogy outside of my expertise to explain why a shutout in a complete game was redundant. I will stick to the world in which I live and not the lovely air.
So the, what is
Yeah, you may notice I never call and talk about sports because I'm not an expert like you guys.
Speak for yourself.
So what's the difference?
Well, I mean, Greg is one of the most influential people in the world. So
oh,
we'll get
yes,
to that
congratulations,
later.
Greg.
I don't know if that's a thing or not. Like,
it's
have they, a thing.
Have they rescinded it after that story you posted last night? Because that shook me to my core.
What?
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. What?
Oh, was that ick?
What?
Oh, my God.
What was it?
The bed and the dog and the, like,
He's in love.
Oh, with the dog?
With the dog's owner.
You know, I'm starting to lean on Courtney's side when it comes to the fact that you could be a little bit miserable from time to time.
Oh, my God, Greg Hill. If that was Ken Laird or me or anybody, you would have sent that to the group 30 times. I was like, how do I approach this tomorrow?
So there you have it. If you're watching the show on Twitch.
Oh, I missed that one.
And you should be.
Oh.
Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. That is Bullet.
Okay.
That is DM's dog. And I feel like...
Is the dog in the bed?
Yes. I mean, yes, the dog's in the bed. What's
right.
Oh, here we go.
You're not a dog in bed guy.
The dog hater in the room doesn't allow the dog in the bed.
Nothing better than being nose to nose with a little pup.
I got to tell you something. Sometimes you're given a second lease on life. And thanks to Bullet, I lost Kobe Wobey. Kobe Wobey is with Mrs. Hill.
Yeah, he's alive.
Yeah, he's fine. He's fine. Yeah. Nobody ran him over in the driveway like Jen's friend Joy ran my cat Weston over in the driveway.
Even your cat was named after a pretentious town?
And no, the cat Weston was named after the town that Jen and I met in.
Oh, okay.
When we were working together at the Weston Tennis Club.
Yep.
I was a bartender. And she was some sort of a like a front desk person or something.
I've met some of the people that worked with you guys during that. Mm-hmm. And everybody said that Jen won out because all the ladies were headed to the bar to meet Mr. Greg Hill.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
You had the job.
I only had eyes for one. But anyway, Curtis, I don't know what the big deal is. Me and Bullet like the hug every once in a while.
You have to give them a complete wipe down before they get in the bed for ticks and fleas.
No, I don't. I don't worry about ticks and fleas. And
we live in the
like
city.
That. Like,
yeah,
I
but the dog goes outside, lays around in the
on the street.
You also give them preventative medication for
yeah.
that.
And then you people complain about sleeping in hotel beds.
Well, no, but I always said I wipe down Harry's paws when we get in.
All right.
We have okay. wipes by the door. But I think having a dog in bed, there is nothing like
nasty
nothing him? Better.
I'm not going to apologize for
no.
it. Like, I didn't know that I would find love when it comes to a pet again.
Cool.
I happen to have found it.
Like so. Rihanna.
I'm not apologizing for what I put on my Instagram. By the way, you can follow me on Instagram. And thank you to those who do and those who will. Greg Hill, WEEI, is how you can give me a follow on Instagram. And the issue, Curtis, apparently you have to solve this because people are losing their mind. Could you not throw a complete game and give up runs? That's the issue.
Shutout from a starter is a complete game.
It's like a ship is not a boat, but a boat is a ship.
People have it backwards. So you can throw a complete game, but not give up a run. If you are a starting pitcher, you throw 9 innings, do not allow a run.
Okay.
It is a shutout.
Okay.
A shutout infers a complete game.
A square is a rectangle. A rectangle right. is not a square.
Mm. Got it.
Mm. Okay.
So a shutout, a complete game, and the same thing.
Curtis is right.
What are we disputing?
People are saying it's not redundant to say throw a complete shutout game.
Okay, whatever. I mean, he threw 9 scoreless innings. How's that?
That's perfect. Good
there
job.
Go.
Stone in.
Yeah. All right. Good All for right. him, though.
Yep.
Good for the starting pitcher of the Red Sox.
Sox.
It's great. Go Sox.
There you go.
All right. Wiggy and I will be at a Sox game on May 14th, and you could be there with us if you are a diehard. So a reminder to upload a photo that proves your diehardity when you go to the contest page at WEEI.com. Any photo, you at Fenway, you with Wally, you with your Sox gear on, just upload the picture at WEEI.com on the contest page. And we'll pick a bunch of you, and we will give you what are arguably the best seats in the house on the Sam Adams deck in right field. And we'll throw some Sam Adams summers your way and some glizzies your way, and we will enjoy the game together on May 14th.
No kids.
No kids.
No kids in the pictures.
Okay, yep.
No kids at the game.
Great. Yes, yeah.
Did you not listen to the OG Mrs. Hill? Because that's your mom's, right?
Yeah.
Because my mom's used to say, you lay down with dogs, you get fleas.
Well, I'm not worried about that. I'm not really worried about it. You seem obsessed by it.
Well, it's just big in the Twitch. My mother used to say that all the time. You lay down with dogs. She never said that to you?
No.
All
right. Leeds coming up in 10 minutes at 6:25. Curtis, you're going to be infuriated, I think, by my lead. I hate to do it to you. I don't want to get you going, but
I'm already going.
They said it coming up at 7. We will discuss what Bill Belichick said he has never done in his entire life that most of us do every single morning, among other things that Bill Belichick said in a...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Bear media appearance yesterday. Woo! On
what
the
a
Pat
great
McAfee
day
show.
For Bill. Wow. What a great day. God, I love that he's firing back.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, not to pat myself on the back too many times, but I think I said, if you like the Brady Belichick divorce, you are going to love the Kraft Belichick divorce, because it is going to be spectacular. And we're just in the infancy of it.
Oh. Yeah.
It is going to be amazing.
You're going to love my lead, Greg.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Really? I'm going to love your lead? Is it so. On that topic? On the divorce?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, we'll get to leads in 10 minutes. They set it at 7. News coming up at 7:30. Our hockey guy, Mike Milbury, will join us at 8:20. And we will talk Bruins and NHL playoffs with Mike Milbury because it is a Thursday. And then Red Sox front office report, and it is Sam Kennedy who will join us today at 9 with that. Here is Courtney with what is trending this first hour.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox get a win over the Guardians in their series finale. 2-0, the final from Fenway. Tanner Houck tossed a complete shutout game. Curtis, I'll do your next, the next trending, I'll do your version.
Right.
The first by a Sox pitcher at Fenway since 2017. Over 94 pitches, he gave up 0 runs on 3 hits while striking out 9. We do have some bad news for Garrett Whitlock. He's headed to the 15-day IR with Alex Cora saying he has a slight left oblique strain from Tuesday's game. Another one with the Guardians tonight at Fenway. I'm sorry, there is not one tonight at Fenway. I just need to redo that. We're going one step closer to finding out who the Celtics will have when it comes to the first round. Sorry, I'm flustered. The Miami
Heat
will
host... It's 1:30 today. Red Sox, Guardians, final day of the series.
Yeah, sorry. I had 7:10 still in there.
No, it's fine.
Miami Heat will host the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night with the winner of that matchup getting Boston. Jimmy Butler went down with an apparent knee injury. He's set for an MRI. The Bruins will kick off the postseason on Saturday with the Maple Leafs in town with an 8 p.m. start. And the Subaru of New England Love Spring event is here. Drive away in a brand new 2024 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right. What a beautiful day it is today here in Boston. It's currently 44 degrees and cloudy. Cloudy skies continue today. The afternoon high, just 50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.